Good afternoon. Welcome to 2B Weds podcast. Today we're here with Cicely with Life Design Event Planning. Cicely, can you tell us about your company?
Sure, Steph. It's Life Design Event Planning. My little tagline that I like to use is where life is defined by moments and moments are designed by us. We're basically an event planning firm that specializes in events, fundraisers, any kind of social event where we can get together and have a lot of fun. So we like to plan fun parties.
Cicely, I think our listeners might be interested in how you got started in this profession.
Well, actually, I started several years ago in regards to working with a charity and running all of their social fundraisers and galas. And that took a lot of time and dedication, and I learned a lot about event planning. And come to find out, I found out I was pretty good at it. So upon putting together some fabulous events, I thought to myself, you know, I'd really like to do this, but I'd like to kind of run my own business and kind of make my own calls and be involved in more weddings and more of those exciting events rather than just focusing on fundraisers. So I've been doing it for over 5 years now, and it's been an exciting venture.
Can you tell us how one should go about hiring a wedding planner?
Well, first off, I do want to recommend that every bride should have a planner in some sort of essence. There's always options and opportunities to add and customize a package. But if anything, at least get a professional there for your day of. Somebody that can take over, make sure that all of your vendors are there on time, put a good schedule of events together for you, and have a nice line of communication. But there is the opportunity of hiring a planner for it full time. So definitely get somebody there for the full planning if that works for your budget. It's such a headache to plan an event, or a wedding for that matter, and to have somebody there to make sure you're organized, make sure you're staying on top of your budget, and to just bring some ideas to the table is really fabulous, and I highly recommend it.
Cicely, since I'm at the studio a lot, I always hear brides who say that they're going to plan their own wedding, or their mother's their wedding planner, or the maid of honor. Can you tell us why that's not a good idea?
Well, a lot of times there's so much emotion involved in planning a wedding, and to hire a professional to come in and to take care of those decisions and to help you is really an important thing to do, because there is no emotion tied to it. They're going to come in as a professional and make that decision as a professional and not as somebody that is looking out for their best interest, or thinking, you know, when you have a family member, they think that they know what you want, when in fact, that's not necessarily what you want, and hurt feelings can become involved. So with having a professional come on board, it's a good opportunity to have that balance between family and your vendors and making the right decisions, so that after the event is done, no feelings will be hurt.
Cicely, what do you think is one of the biggest misconceptions of wedding planning?
Well, there's actually two that I really think are important enough to mention right now. First is that they end up taking over the event and designing it for you. And I can say on behalf of myself and my consultants and my company is that we're merely here to help you guide you through the process, to be able to give you ideas upon what your vision is and to understand what that is and just guide you through the process. The other one is that the misconception is they're too expensive and they're out of your budget. You know what? They can be a little pricey, but you really get what you pay for. And I really think that in order to invest in the planner and have that option to negotiate with vendors and to really get the best people that you can work with, it's definitely something to look at, to consider.
Cicely, we have bride and grooms that come in every day, and whether they're investing, you know, $20,000 into their wedding or $60,000 and on up, it's important that once you put an investment out there that someone is professionally guiding you through this process. That way you aren't making foolish decisions with your money and you're balancing your budget. Can you add a little bit to that?
You know, Stephanie, I have to agree with you on that is it is such a huge investment. In the States, we spend so much money on weddings, and for the bride to come in and try to plan it herself is really overwhelming. And so you really need a planner to help guide you through the right vendors, make sure nobody's overcharging you or undercharging you, helping you to guide to make those right decisions for your money so you can get the best bang for the buck.
This might be a funny question, but how soon should someone come to you for planning services?
Now. Now, as soon as you can, is the best time to get started. There's never too early to get started. I have a bride right now that's booked me 2 years in advance because that gives us more time for creativity. That gives us more time for bringing some phenomenal vendors. And plus, vendors book up really quickly. So when you have more leeway, it's best. But please also know that it's never also too late to hire a planner as well. So, you know, the time is to hire somebody is now.
When someone comes in for an interview, Cicely, what is the next step once they've decided they wanted to hire you?
Well, basically, the first thing we do is sit down for an initial meeting and just really lay out all the different ideas that they have. I want to sit down with the groom. I want to see how involved he wants to be. Are there other family members that would like to be involved? What about the bridal parties? And just get ideas and really kind of just put together a creative palette so that we can come together and see how we can accomplish those within your budget.
And then after that initial meeting, then it goes into...
Then there's always the formalities of the contract and the deposit, and then we can set up monthly payments if that works for you. And then we go right into to the planning process. I do want to make sure that not only are the services available to the brides and grooms that you are focused on and that happen to agree with what your design element is, but please make sure that the planner, whether that be me or someone else, is a personality that you can work with and somebody that you feel a connection with. That's so important because that planner is going to be involved in every aspect.
Cicely, tell me what inspires you when planning a wedding.
You know, I have to say that the bride and groom are definitely the inspiration. It's their love and their excitement for their day. It's their vision, the family coming together. It's just a huge celebration, and it's so inspiring at the end of the event to hear their gratitude and their thankfulness for having such a fabulous event and that it ran smoothly, and just to see their love and their commitment come together on their wedding day. I'm just honored to be a part of it.
If one should call in and come to the realization that you are actually booked and are unable to do their wedding, do you have other planners in your firm that can help them?
I certainly do, and I handpick my planners. I make sure that they're up to my par, up to my standards, and make sure that they're going to give the service that I would like on my wedding day. So if I am booked, heaven forbid that happen, but I do have opportunities to work with planners that do work underneath me as well.
And once again, we can't reiterate how far in advance they should be calling you. And like you said, the time is now to get booked with Life Design Event Planning.
Yes, that's
correct. Plug your website, Cicely.
It is www.life, L-I-F-E, design, D-E-S-I-G-N, events, EVENTS.com.
Cicely, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you questions about your wedding. When was this occasion?
It was February of 2006.
And who did you marry?
My wonderful husband, Joey Miller.
And where did you guys meet?
We actually met at a restaurant that I was cocktail waitressing at about 7 years ago.
Wow.
He swept me off my feet, I will tell you that.
That's great. And where did you have your wedding?
We got married at the beautiful Villa Siena.
Excellent. And how many guests?
We had about 200. It was a full house and lots of family there and friends, and it was just a big party, and that's exactly what I wanted. It was a perfect day.
And you did have a planner, so you definitely were guided along your process. And do you think that made a difference to the outcome?
Huge difference. And as a professional, I made sure that I wanted to bring somebody in that could take over as well, and it so that it wouldn't coincide with my vision of my business and such. So it was something certainly that I do have to practice what I preach.
Is there anything looking back now that you would have changed on your wedding day?
Well, certainly. I think that there's always little things, but for the most part, it was a beautiful day. It went very smoothly, and I think one of the things I would have probably added was linens. I would have really liked to brought in some linens, but other than that, the atmosphere was great. My planner was fabulous. The music was wonderful. The food was dynamic. And again, Stephanie, it was the best day of my life, and I want to provide that. I want my brides to walk away with that same feeling.
That's excellent. And is there anything signature that you did that you would be willing to share with planning brides and grooms, something that you did at your wedding?
Oh, we did a couple of different things. We did have an espresso bar for signature coffees. We had a signature drink. One thing that I really liked is that my husband and I ate alone before the reception after we were married so that we had some time to reflect on our ceremony and then were able to party with the rest of our guests afterwards.
What is the best advice that you can leave with our listeners when they're planning their weddings?
Don't lose sight of each other. There's a lot of times where so many decisions are made, so much money is spent, that the wedding becomes overwhelming and you lose sight of the reason why you're there. So really utilize this time to become even better friends than you are already and be excited for the day that's about to come. So don't lose sight of why your wedding is happening.
It was a pleasure having you out today, and I'm sure the listeners got a lot of information from you. Thank you so much for coming out.
Great, Stephanie. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this.
And please plug that website again.
It is www.lifedesignevents.com.